Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us the same time each week. And again, we count it our privilege to be able to come into your homes and to share this time with you. In the next many weeks, we're going to be doing a survey through one of the books of the Bible here, which we believe in the New Testament is one of the most important books to understanding the New Testament and understanding the salvation that God has given us, to understanding the righteousness positionally that God gives to each believer, and that is the book of Romans. If you understand the book of Romans, you have unlocked the key to the rest of the scriptures in the New Testament. So we're going to begin, and as we study a book, let me say this to you. You know, many Christians, we have a hard time to get to even open the Bible each day and to read even a chapter. But if you're a serious Bible student and you want to learn the Bible, the best way to do whenever you study a book is to read the book through. Now, I mean at one setting, if you can do it. Sit down, open the book, and if we take Romans, of course, it's going to take you a little bit of time because it has 16 chapters. But we're not going to be able to go through every verse in the book of Romans, but we're going to try to take the subject matter of each chapter and break it down and hit the key points that Paul's trying to get across. And as we said, of course, we're not going to be able to take every verse, but we're going to try to get the highlights and the things that we feel are the most important to stress. So anyway, back to reading the Bible. Whenever you study a book, sit down and read it 10 times completely through. Now, you may want to start with a little book of Jude. It only has one chapter. Or 3 John. That only has one chapter. But whatever book you take, sit down and read it through. And don't do anything. Don't try to study it. Don't do anything. Just read it through 10 times. Now, you're not going to be able to do that at every setting, but you can read it through one night, read it through another night, and you will be surprised at what you will see and how the Holy Spirit will open up that book from beginning to end. And you'll see things that you've never seen before just by reading one chapter at a time. Whenever we teach a book in the Bible, whether it be in church or on the radio,